And sometimes we think, is prayer, is it really going to affect things? Does it really change the world that we're living in? Listen, I remember when Ronald Reagan was president of the United States. Some of you weren't born then, but some of you remember. And the Berlin Wall came down and how Europe changed. And we heard so much about the president and what he did. And I think he did good things. What we didn't hear about is on the East German side, the communist side, there was a church there called St. Nicholas's Church. And a few years before that, a group of people started a prayer meeting. There was about 20 of them, and it began to grow. They had to move them from the small room they were in into a bigger room. The communists started to take note of it, beat people, threatened them, told them not to come to the prayer meeting. The prayer meeting grew faster. Finally, the communists would block off the roads and the highways so people couldn't get to the church. And October 9th, 1989, at that prayer meeting in St. Nicholas Church in East Germany, there were 2,000 people in the building and 10,000 people outside the building on their knees, praying for freedom, for peace in their nation. 2,000 inside, 10,000 outside, October 9th, 1989, 30 days later, November 9th, 1989, the Berlin Wall came down. Look, God used Reagan, he used a man, but he used that in response to the prayers of thousands of people. He is the same today. If you read about the Reformation, or you read about the revival in Wales, you read about the revival in Fulton Street, this church, this pastor needs revival. This nation needs revival.